Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It began when the city sprouted tongues on street corners and buildings. The Rolling Stones Twitter feed featured a rising sun emblazoned with the most famous tongue in history. We knew something big was in the offing. And we are happy to say the No Filter Tour is coming to your favorite stadiums in 13 cities. We are joined on the airwaves by Mick Jagger. How are you, Mick?
I'm fine, thank you. Very nice to speak to you, Lynn.
Thinking of the way you've created sort of a template for working a stage, I wondered if, like a professional athlete, as a tour approaches, you change your approach to getting ready physically and mentally.
So at this point, I'm just keeping a level of a plateau of fitness as far as physical things concerned, a level of fitness. And then I'm going to make sure that I sing, you know, quite regularly and, you know, play some guitar and stuff and harmonica. So I'm not like rusty going into the rehearsal or something. I've got to be kind of ready for anything going into the rehearsal. I've got to be almost stage ready before I start rehearsing in my mind. So that means, you know, over the next months, I've got to think about those things every day.
When choosing a set list for the Rolling Stones, there really aren't too many bad ideas, are there?
I'm sure there are. Well, let's just say there's some ideas that are better than others. You know, like, for instance, you know, this opening number is kind of, you know, important. I mean, we did try Sympathy for the Devil in some cases, you know, and a lot of those shows, in Europe were in the daylight, so I didn't like doing that number in the daylight opening. It didn't work, you know, so I dumped that. I mean, I think it works as an opener in the dark, when you've got full lighting, you know, that really reads. And a mood that's able to be created and everything. So, you know, we've got all the kinds of factors to take into account when you're doing set lists.
Now, you're touring in 2019. You're starting in April. 1964, I think, was your first tour of the United States.
Yeah.
Was that a little more chaotic than your tours are the last few years?
Definitely. I mean, I didn't know what we were doing from one day to the next, really. how are we going to get there what songs we're going to play. I mean, the only thing about 1964 was that, you know, you didn't play very more than like 20 minutes or something. If you look at the set list from then and what we played, it was probably 20 minutes, half an hour tops, you know.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're like 20 years old and, you know, that was pretty easy to do. 30 minutes, you could have just... And then you say, well, we played twice that day. How could we have done that? Well, you played twice, but you only played an hour. The whole thing was only an hour, even though you played two shows. It was only like an hour's show. So now you have to play more. But no, it was very chaotic. And the whole touring thing in those days was, of course, not as organized as now. And for everybody, that is. I mean, there wasn't any... The touring business was... You know, very inefficient, but it was a lot of fun and chaotic and mad and very enjoyable. But it was very rough and tumble. Not that it isn't now. I mean, it still has to be organized, and you know, there's still room for lots of things to go wrong. Now.
Yeah, I imagine. Don't forget, Rolling Stones tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.
Really looking forward to it. So it's very nice to speak to you, Lynn.
Mick Jagger, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.